Module 5, Art and Literature. Unit 5A, Reading and Vocabulary. Exercise 1, page 74.
This can't be art, or can it? If you think art always means Picasso, Monet or Van Gogh, well, not everyone agrees with you. Just take a look at this. A. Microsculptures. Willard Wigan, born in 1957 in England, is the creator of the smallest works of art on earth. His miniature sculptures include the Titanic on a pinhead, a cat on an eyelash, and the six wives of Henry VIII in the eye of a needle. Some are a lot smaller than the full stop at the end of this sentence. Wigan started making tiny things when he was a child. People made him feel small because he had learning difficulties, so he decided to show them how significant small could be. How does he create his unbelievable microsculptures? He slows his breathing, then patiently sculpts or paints between heartbeats so that his hand stays perfectly still. He spends months carving his tiny creations from materials such as toothpicks, sugar crystals, and grains of rice, and then paints them with a tiny hair such as an eyelash. So how do visitors to Willard Wigan's exhibitions view his work? Through a microscope, of course. B. Chimpanzee art.
In 2005, three paintings were sold at an auction in London for £12,000. The painter was a chimpanzee. Congo did the paintings more than 50 years ago when he was 3 years old. Altogether, he had done nearly 400 drawings and paintings before he died in 1964.
Congo was a popular guest on Zoo Time, a British television show hosted by animal behaviourist Desmond Morris. In 1957, Morris held an exhibition of chimpanzee art, which included some of Congo's work. He wanted to try to understand chimps' ability to be creative, as well as our own human desire for artistic creativity. Congo's art didn't impress everyone, but apparently famous artists Pablo Picasso and Joan Miró were fans of his. Both owned one of his paintings. C. Urban graffiti. Banksy, no one knows his real name, is a British street artist who is famous for his graffiti that has appeared on walls and buildings in cities around the world. He also sometimes holds shows of paintings, usually in warehouses. In February 2007, Sotheby's Auction House in London auctioned six of Banksy's works, fetching almost £400,000 altogether. Later that year, Banksy won an art award, but he didn't turn up to collect it. He prefers to remain anonymous. Despite Banksy's success, there are many people who see his work as vandalism rather than art. They see graffiti as ugly, irresponsible and childish, and they say Banksy encourages more people to do it. Many city councils remove Banksy's works from their walls, but they cannot do anything when it is on private property. In fact, many people want to keep his work on the walls of their buildings as it adds value to the property, because it is considered by many to be a valuable work of art.